Nicky Mattson and Rich Rue. Important thing is, get out there, support live music, do what you can. Everybody's helping out to get struggle through these times. So the time is 10 o'clock. You are listening to KFAI 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next is The Wave Project.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Welcome to This Is Pop, a KFAI Wave Project show. I'm your host, John Santi. While earlier episodes have focused on power pop, today we're going to broaden the playlist to include some adjacent genres, like jangle pop, guitar pop, and indie pop. Music fans and critics love to categorize and classify music and then argue about which box it belongs in. Well, you can call it whatever you want. But over the next hour, we'll hear some of the best power pop and related genres that came out last year. You're listening to This Is Pop's Best of 2025.
Making you feel so
is it making you feel something? Oh, 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 oh,
Think Fast by Ryan Allen from his One Week Off album. Ryan's long been a mainstay of the Detroit indie scene and has certainly been prolific. He added to his lengthy discography by releasing two full-length albums in 2025. Superchunk started the show with Is It Making You Feel Something off their Songs in the Key of Yikes LP, which is the North Carolina band's 13th record. Beyond putting out great music, the founders of Superchunk started Merge Records, home to an amazing stable of like-minded bands, including Teenage Fan Club, Waxahachie, and Quivers. I'm John Santi. You've got it set to This Is Pop's Best of 2025 on KFAI. The Midwest put out some remarkable music in 2025. Sharp Pins of Chicago ended that set with Pop a Fang Out from Balloon, Balloon, Balloon. That band's led by Kai Slater, a 21-year-old with a beyond-his-years retro-Anglo sensibility. He also fronts the highly regarded Lifeguard Band and puts out a zine called Hollow Gallo. Talk about a busy guy. In the middle, Horse Girl, also from Chicago, with I Know You're Shy from their Kate LeBond-produced Phonetics On and On album, which was recorded at Jeff Tweedy's Loft Studio. Indianapolis band Good Flying Birds kicked it off with I Care For You, which is off their Tallulah tape release. Australia and New Zealand have long produced great indie pop bands. 2025 was no exception. Here are the Gnomes from Melbourne with I'm Not the One.
Tell me your reasons.
Beths from Auckland with Straight Line Was a Lie off their album of the same name. Before that, the Wellingtons with She Still Loves Me from their Baby Moon LP. That's the sixth album from the Melbourne band, who cite Fountains of Wayne, Cheap Trick, and the Lemonheads as key influences. And the Gnomes began with I'm Not the One from their first record called The Gnomes. You're listening to This Is Pop's Best of 2025 show on KFAI.
Don't waste it. Recycle it.
Every pop can, every cardboard box, every hot sauce bottle counts.
That random junk mail, tomorrow's cereal box.
That glass bottle, next month's pickle jar.
That pop can, back on the shelf in just 60 days.
Don't waste it, recycle it.
Because in Minneapolis, what goes around comes right back around.
What else should you recycle?
Search Minneapolis Recycling to learn more.
Yeah.
just heard The Chords with Fabulous off their initial LP, The Chords. The band features sisters Eva and Grace Tedeschi from Glasgow. Their album was released on Skepwax Records, founded by Heavenly Band members Amelia Fletcher and Rob Dorsey. Heavenly's got a new album coming out this year. Look out for that one. Before that, another Skepwax label band, Tulpa from Leeds, with a couple of songs from their first album, Monster of the Week. The set began with It's Been a Landline Kind of Winter by Hamlet, a project of Cincinnati musician Chris Wales. It's from his Light Under Repair EP, which harkens back to that dreamy, jangly North Carolina and New Zealand sound of the 80s and 90s. The Lemon Twigs are from Long Island and feature brothers Brian and Michael Diodario. Although only in their 20s, they've released a number of acclaimed albums, recalling 1970s AM pop masters like the Beach Boys and Todd Rundgren. I was in L.A. last week and had a chance to catch them at the Troubadour. Talk about a bucket list box check. Here's Brian Diodario, one half of the Lemon Twigs, with This Summer from his 2025 solo album, Till the Morning. This summer
thank you.
Indonesian band Crayon Cats with Sometimes You Regret Finding a Secret That It Should Remain a Secret from the Jakarta band's Songs About You album. Before that, Manchester band Auto Camper with Red Flowers from their What You Do All Day album, loaded with jangly pop songs very reminiscent of the C86 scene. And Brian Diodario from the Lemon Twigs began that set with This Summer. This is KFAI. I'm John Santi, and you're listening to This Is Pop's Best of 2025 show.
Yeah. life and I lost your phone. Left you in Catford Spoons and you were all alone. You said you never met someone you hate like me. Said you never met someone you hate like me. We were only to leave if you were broke and I made you stay. You said you never met someone you hate.